5 minutes focusing anchor practice. To begin the practice, just taking some time to allow your body to be comfortable, knowing you can move it at any time. Just briefly at the start of the practice, checking out what's around you. What you can see, hear, smell perhaps. The temperature of the air. Then maybe checking out what you notice within you, thoughts, feelings, sensations, temperature of the body, position. And whatever you're noticing, just exploring, allowing whatever's there just to be there, just to do what it's doing for the duration of this short practice. Then moving your attention towards your chosen focusing anchor. Bringing that intention to gently rest the attention on that focusing anchor for the duration of the practice, knowing that your attention will be taken off in all sorts of directions, and having that gentle intention that when you realise the drift has occurred, we can just acknowledge what's caught our attention and gently bringing it back. And exploring that process of resting our attention on the focusing anchor, and then time after time, just gently, kindly returning the attention each time it drifts. And doing that for the next 2 minutes. And if you find your attention has drifted away, just acknowledging what it's drifted onto and gently bring your attention back to your focusing anchor. If your attention's drifted away, just gently acknowledging what your attention has become caught up with and gently bringing your attention back to your focusing anchor. If you become aware your attention has drifted, in a friendly way, just acknowledging what has caught your attention, exploring what it's like, just to let whatever it is just shift back into the background and gently bringing your focusing anchor into the foreground. And then moving the practice towards an end. Perhaps just allowing your attention to broaden out to notice the whole of the body in whatever position it's in. Having a sense of the boundaries of the body, how the body's contacting what's supporting it. Maybe noticing the sensations that arise as you wriggle your fingers, wriggle your toes, the sensations of movement as you stretch. Gently bring your attention fully back into the environment around you. Taking time to allow the body to adjust again to movement. So we're not rushing in, to sudden movements if we can avoid that. And so bringing the practice to a close.